بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm here at the Plainfield Al-Aqsa Mosque, and we just had a mosque open house inviting our neighbors like Sister Janice, and she came here along with many individuals. As you can see over here, we have many individuals who came. Right now they are waiting to eat the dinner, right? And we just want to know what made her to come here today, and what did you learn today, and what feedback that you have for all of us.
Well, I think I was very impressed with your presentation and the knowledge that you shared with us, and it certainly helped us to know more about your religion and your beliefs, and I think it sounds like it would be an excellent one to be with.
Wonderful. So I mentioned many things about Ramadan. What aspect of Ramadan fasting that you felt connected with?
Well, I guess sometimes I do fast, but I don't expect it to be as meaningful as it is for you. But I'm very impressed with your belief and that you do this for a reason. I think it's just, it makes it more meaningful, the way you have your beliefs. And can you tell me what the prayers were that the men were all doing?
Yes. Yeah, so we pray 5 times a day. So we pray in Arabic language, the 5 daily prayers. And besides the 5 prayers, we can also pray any other time, any language. Like right now I can pray that may God give Sister Janice a good health. May God give justice and peace to the society. Right? So we can pray any time in any language. And the 5 daily prayers are in Arabic language. We thank God, give the praises to God, and we ask God for more guidance away from the wrong things into the good things. So these are some of the things that we pray. And the way that we pray, Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to pray the same way. All the prophets, they also used to put their forehead on the ground. They used to pray to God. Right?
That's humbling themselves before God.
Yes. The best part of our body is our brain, our forehead, right? God has given to us. And we are putting it on the ground to the highest entity, who is the God himself, the creator. Right?
And I think it's really, I could see there were some similarities in your religion and mine, which is Episcopal, and the fact that you recognize Jesus, too. There are some American religions that don't recognize him.
Right.
So, and all your prophets were just... a lot of them were familiar names to us.
Yes. So as I mentioned in the presentation, that God gave one message, which is invite people to worship only one God, not to worship humans and idols and creation, but only worship one God. So all the prophets, they came with that message. But some people, they followed that, but some people, they moved away. So those people who moved away, they started worshiping idols and formed a new faith. People worshipping humans, and they made a new faith. People worshipping the sun, the moon, they made a new faith. So God, as a loving, as a guiding God, he appointed prophets and messengers to all the people and all the nations of the past. It says in the Quran chapter 16, verse number 36, that God appointed prophets and messengers to invite people back again to the submission only of one God. And that in Arabic is Islam, right?
And that is our God, too, is one God.
Exactly.
I think that the ones that had worshipped the sea and the sky and all, well, the Indians did that. Mm-hmm. But I think that it was more the pagans that had those religions, that they worshipped umpteen million gods.
Right.
And this is much better. I think it's stronger, too. It's
the faith of Islam, worshiping one God. Yes. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Because that is the faith that we say that Abraham came to preach and to practice. That's the faith we say of submission to one God, Islam, that Moses and Jesus and Abraham and Isaac and Ishmael and Solomon and David and last prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. All of them, they were appointed by God with one mission. Worship the Creator, follow His guidance, and that's the way to go to paradise by God's mercy.
Well, now, with Abraham, in the Bible, God tells him that he has to kill his son, and he, at the last minute, God says, you don't need to. Is that also in your Quran?
Yes. So the Quran also speaks about the test that God gave to Abraham, and to go and sacrifice your son.
Yes.
That's only a test, right? But before the actual sacrifice, God substituted the son with an animal, and God passed the test of Abraham. So our test over here is, we also need to do many sacrifices of the things that we like and share those things with the neighbors, with the needy, with the homeless, the blessings that God has given to us.
What better religion can that be, that you help people?
Yes. Uh-huh. So, you know, today, a gift to all of us, including you, we have a gift that has a gift of knowledge. It has a translation of the Quran in there. Yes, free, absolutely free for your education, because there are so many misconceptions people have out there, right? The media and the not so practicing people. But we want you to learn Islam from what you have learned today, from the book which is the Quran and the example of Muhammad, peace be upon him. So you will realize that Islam does not stand for a threat to society, it's a blessing to society.
Yes. Islam is love, right?
Yes, indeed. And thanks a lot for coming over here. And now it is the dinner time.
I
know your dinner is waiting over here, and really appreciate you bringing the dinner.
Fantastic.
Yeah? Love it? Good. Thanks for coming here too.
Thank you for having us.
And welcome. All of you are welcome to come back anytime. This is not only for Muslims. Everyone can come and welcome over here.
You have an open church all the time.
Yeah, open mosque.
Oh, yes,
open
right.
Mosque all the time. Come and join us. Worship here. We pray to the same Creator. So submission to the Creator and following His guidance is the way to paradise. So I pray to God that may God guide and bless you and all of us, so we can make good societies here for all of us and paradise in the hereafter.
If people believed, wouldn't the world be wonderful?
Of course. So one person at a time, one presentation at a time, right? That's how
right.
we can do it.
It would be wonderful.
Thanks a lot for coming here. Take care. You have a rest of the peaceful time, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.
You did a very good job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.